You're listening to the Bill Good Program on CKNW AM 980. Once again, here's Bill Good.
Thank you. Gene Lewis is Director of Families for Early Autism Treatment. Today, the Supreme Court of Canada agreed to hear the BC government's appeal of two lower court decisions, which said the government has the responsibility of funding early autism treatment. Gene Lewis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
You expected this, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Well, we were disappointed that the government chose to request an appeal on this case, a case, incidentally, that two courts and four judges in British Columbia found that this treatment was medically necessary and our children's charter rights had been breached. The government chose to appeal that. Now that the Supreme Court of Canada has decided that they will hear it, actually, we're quite thrilled that they have made that decision because we have every confidence that they will uphold the BC decision, and quite likely, or, you know, there's a strong possibility, maybe they'll even strengthen them. And not only will that solve and remedy the situation for children in British Columbia, that'll remedy the situation for children across this country.
And what's happening today with those families who were told a year ago that the government must fund their treatment?
Well, the government is providing partial funding for children under six, and, well, it's about one-third of the cost it actually is for kids under six, and probably one-sixth of the actual cost for children over six, and that's only just starting. So, essentially, they have ignored two court rulings, and families are, and these children, for the most part, are languishing without treatment.
Is the government not bound by those decisions until it manages to win an appeal?
They certainly are, Bill. The original decision was made in July of 2000, and nothing happened. Then it went to the Appeal Court of BC, and a decision was rendered in October of 2002, which upheld the original decision, which said the government had an obligation to fund treatment. They still have ignored that. So, yes, Bill, they do, under the law, have an obligation to abide by the court.
So does this give you an opportunity to take the government to court, or do you sit and wait until the appeal is heard in the Supreme Court?
No, actually, the appeals court judges made it very clear that the door was open for the families to go back to the Supreme Court of British Columbia and, you know, basically put the government back in front of judges and ask, why are you not abiding by court rulings?
Are you doing
that? As a matter of fact, 6 weeks ago, 23 more families issued a writ to approach the government for them to enforce this order. So, you know, it's ongoing. They have had no stay of judgment. In fact, in my opinion, they are being quite contemptuous of the courts here.
Now, the government says it's increased funding to 500 families from 75, and it's increased spending by $200 million.
Well, I'd like to know where they've increased the spending. I mean, they certainly haven't applied it to what the courts have said to pay for treatment. The government pays for all sorts of nonsense. It really has nothing to do with treatment. The courts were very specific here. They ordered early intensive behavioral intervention in the form of applied behavioral analysis, and they ordered the government to fund families based on a prescription from the child's family's physician. Nothing could be clearer to what they have to do. So they're spending, you know, whether or not they're spending and wasting and continue to waste millions of dollars, you know, is irrelevant to this.
How long do you expect this to take?
Well, we will probably, I would anticipate that this case will probably be heard in Ottawa probably within, you know, the next year to 18 months. Yeah.
So it could still take up to 2 years.
Yeah, possibly.
For a decision to come down.
Well, as I said, from the Supreme Court of Canada, but in the meantime, there is no stays of the effects of the original judgment. So, you know, the government is obligated by law to be funding as of July of 2000, and they are not. So, you know, there will be a consequence to that, Bill.
We'll keep in touch.
Thank you very much.
My thanks to Gene Lewis. Next, Kathy Lynn on parenting.